Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Mary. Can I please have your name?
Hi, my name is Muhammad Khan.
Hi, Muhammad. Let me pull up your profile here. Can I please have your business name?
It is Khan, K-H-A-N, Design.
Thank you so much. So, yes, I was actually calling you earlier. Thank you so much for returning our call. Is it a good time to speak regarding the progress of the account?
Yes.
Thank you so much. So today I would like to cover the following items, what we have completed so far for your campaign, and a walkthrough for your client dashboard. So the account is only a few weeks old, and our team has already hit the ground running. So far, we have completed your keywords research. I see here home automation, smart home, home theaters, and so forth. We've also completed the content creation. As I checked it here, your Facebook ads went live on October 17. And as of today, we have a total of 10 clicks and 798 people have seen it at least once. If I may ask, have you seen how the ad looks like?
I have, yes.
Oh, perfect. Is there anything you'd like to change or add to it, or is it to your liking so far?
It looks fine to me.
That's good to hear. I'll definitely pass that over to our Facebook team. Now, I did check your business website, and it's up and running, so there's no problem with that. As for your Google business profile, we actually checked, and Google suspended the access. What we did before calling you is I reached out to the back office team to check if there's anything else needed to proceed with the appeal to reinstate your Google business profile. And since you've already provided us your documents, your business documents, we're good to go. Our back office team has already sent the appeal to Google. We're just waiting now for Google to approve the reinstatement request. Usually, they'll get back to us within 10 days. Any questions regarding that, Mohammed?
I was just wondering, so when I got the email that it was suspended, it said that it was suspended due to, I think it said like, the only information that it said was deceptive information. I didn't understand why it was reporting as that.
I understand where you're coming from. So usually Google does, usually Google suspends accounts when there's not enough information that they can check to see if the business is legitimate. So what they usually do is they suspend the account in order to get the business documents. So that they can really verify that the business is legitimate. When it comes to a specific reason why they said it's deceptive information or deceptive details, they don't really provide specifics to that. So it's really vague when they provide the reason as to why they suspend accounts. On our end, when we got the information that they suspended the account, the only information that they provided to us was it doesn't follow the guidelines. But as to what specific guidelines was not being followed, they don't provide such information. But what we always do is, because we've had other customers with the same situation, we always right away go with the appeal process. As long as the customer has provided us business documents, there shouldn't be any problems. Because with the business documents, we can then prove that this is a legitimate business, that there's no deceptive information, there's no fraudulent information being used, because this is a real business that's in operation.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about the vague reason that they actually provided. They've actually provided the same reason for other customers as well, Muhammad. We've gone through this process with other customers as well, but we always just proceed with the appeal because that's the option that we can do. We focus with what we can do, and we always hear back from Google as long as we provide them the right documents. And since you've already provided us your utility bill, your tax document, we've already provided that them. We've already provided that to them as of today. The back office team went ahead and set up the appeal request. Now, once we hear from Google within 10 days, that's usually the time frame that we've experienced from them getting back to us, we will then reach out to you if there's anything else that they need. But so far with the documents that you provided to us, it's all good. All right. While waiting for your Google business profile to be reinstated once again, we do highly recommend to start adding photos that will represent your business. Are you already familiar with the steps on how to upload photos on the Local Splash dashboard?
Yep.
Oh, perfect. Great. So just go ahead and upload those photos. Once those photos are uploaded, we'll be able to add them to your Google business profile once the profile is reinstated, as well as your Facebook page. Alrighty. So far, that's actually it regarding the progress of the account. We will be updating you once we hear from Google regarding the reinstatement process. Do you have any questions aside from that, Mohammed?
I think the only other question I had was, so all the calls that I've received from the tracking number have all been other marketing companies.
I understand. So usually once you start doing campaigns for your business, it means you'll be more exposed online. You'll be out there. So once marketing agencies sees that your business is running a campaign, they will start calling you in order to get your business from us. But that's the good thing with having the call tracking, because once you find out that it's actually a marketing agency calling you versus an actual customer, you have the ability to block those calls on the dashboard. In that way, they won't be able to reach out to you anymore.
Okay.
Have you tried blocking calls?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. So yes, that's actually, it's always expected that more marketing agency calls will come in once you start your campaign, because that means it's telling them that you are willing or you are open to the idea of with marketing with a third party like us. So they'll start calling you because they would like to get your business from us. But with the call tracking, since you are taking advantage of the call tracking, you can easily block them so that they won't be able to reach out to you anymore. All right. Anything else aside from that, Mohammed?
No.
All right. Well, that was actually it for me as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and for choosing Local Splash. You take care. Have a great day.
Thank you.